I promise you, no matter what you're facing, there's a solution out there. No matter what you're afraid of, there's a solution out there. You don't have to be kept up at night worrying and panicking and wondering, you know, how you're going to break through this wall in front of you. I promise you there's a solution out there, whether you like it or not. All you got to do is go and find it. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Guys, this is something that Lori and I were talking about on the ride over here from California to Arizona. And it was all the times that we thought we had hit a dead end and came through with solutions that we couldn't see at first. And we started naming all these times and we realized this is what we've got to do an episode on real quick. We got to remind everybody, no matter what you're facing, no matter what your uphill battle is, no matter what you're afraid of, there are always solutions. Mm-hmm. You just haven't found them yet.
Yeah, when I'm thinking about all the times in my life that there has always been solutions, I think the way that we can look at it and that I started looking at it is there's always a decision to be made that you are not currently making.
Yep.
There's a plethora of decisions outside of the ones that you are choosing. And we're choosing the ones that we're choosing for a reason. They probably seem like the path of least resistance or the easiest, or they're the ones that we have seen other people do or that we know. And we have to step outside of our bubble. We have to go find a new network in order to find these new decisions that we need to be making. And the first thing that I have to think about is that I have to choose a new belief. And that is to believe exactly what Chris said. It's to believe that there's always a solution. It's to believe that there always is a decision that you can make outside of the one that you're making right now. And that's the first thing. If you get anything from this podcast, is to start making that a core belief that no matter what happens, no matter how many dead ends you hit, no matter how many walls you run into, you immediately need to go to the mantra and the core belief that there's always a way. There's always a way. This is something that we say in our company over and over and over again. Lauren and I continually hit walls and say, you know what? There's always a way. And there is. We have gotten around every single challenge. It may look totally different than we thought. We may be doing it totally different on a different timeline, but there is always a way.
So if the first thing to remember in this is that mantra of there is always a solution, even if I can't see it yet. The second thing is this. Let me drop something on you. Ready for this? You don't have to like the solution. You just have to like that it'll solve your problem. That's real for me. That's real for me a lot of times. There's so many times that I don't like the options in front of me. I don't like what I know the solution is. I don't just dislike it. I hate it. Like, oh, no way in hell I'm going there. But the truth is this. Like, if you want to get really real, you don't have to like the solution. You don't have to have feel-good options in front of you. Many times they're not. You just have to like that the solution will solve your problem. Here's a great real life example right now. We are en route from our California home to our Wisconsin lake home. That means we're going to be on the boat every night. Sun setting after a hard day's work. We run out to the boat, jump on the wake surf board, have a couple of cocktails. And that requires shirts off for the whole summer. And listen, I'll be real with you. I'm 5 to 7 pounds up right now from my comfort zone. I'm 5 to 7 pounds up from like the difference of loving being in the boat in the sunshine with no clothes on, or the whole time being like, oh, I wish I would have done the work to be, you know, in my
to
case,
feel good, to
5 to 7 pounds leaner.
Self-conscious.
Yep. Now I know what the solution is. We've got 3 more days of driving in front of us. We've got a couple of days once we get there before we can get on the boat. The solution is to do nothing but shakes and beef jerky and, lean chicken in the evenings when we stop. But the solution sucks. It's a road trip. I want to be eating like
hard fried
veggie sticks and, you know, like those little veggie straws. And like, I want to be eating, you know, like all the good stuff. I want
a
good drive-through, like a good burger. Like I want road food. But that's just going to keep me where I'm at right now. So I know what the solution is. I don't like it, but I can fall in love with the fact that the solution will fix my problem.
I'm thinking of the times when the solution actually is a pivot. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to figure out. Maybe if you're bumping up against walls over and over and over again, it might mean that what you're currently doing is not the thing that, number one, you maybe should be doing, or that you should be in, or that is the solution anymore. And this is where I think most people quit, is when they're like, look, I have tried everything, but have you tried turning it into something different? Mm-hmm. Have you tried seeing what it would look like if you did a total 180? You know, Chris, you and I were talking about sometimes the solution is so hard that it could mean needing to move away from your current family that doesn't support you. It could mean,
or your friends or your town or whatever.
I mean, for some people, and I hate to even say this, but for some people, it might mean leaving a partner. It might mean up and moving states. It might mean moving to a new country if you're feeling called to that. Sometimes it's not going to look easy. It's not even going to look possible. But if it's an option, if it's a choice that other people have made before, that makes it possible for you.
Yeah, because the problem is this. Too many people choose unsolved but comfy instead of uncomfortable and solved. That's the problem.
They make a lateral move to another new, same,
yep,
uncomfortable spot.
They don't solve the problem. They just move from comfy to a different comfy spot.
I've literally done this multiple times in my life.
Where
I'm like,
times.
No, look it. To the outside world and to even me for a moment, I fool myself into thinking that different is better, where sometimes different is just a different lateral move. And it's like, you got to make big, bold moves if you really need a big, bold solution.
Yeah. So guys, if anything, to put a bow on this, I promise you, no matter what you're facing, there's a solution out there. No matter what you're afraid of, there's a solution out there. You don't have to be kept up at night worrying and panicking and wondering, you know, how you're going to break through this wall in front of you. I promise you there's a solution out there, whether you like it or not. All you got to do is go and find it.
You guys, we're so grateful for you. We love to see who is listening to the podcast and what your takeaways were. Truly, we watch all of your stories so that we can see who's listening, where you're at, who you are, all the things so that we can talk to you on every single episode. So grateful for you. We are on our road trip as of tomorrow, or we are heading back to Green Bay. We've got 2 days of driving in front of us.
3 days.
3 days. 3 days, 2 nights.
All right, guys. Love and appreciate you.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also
sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.